The agency says four samples yielded six positive hits for traces of silver in bighead carp. Acting Regional Director Charlie Woolley says it's unusual to see so many positives in one sampling event. He says the findings prompted a follow-up search for the fish last week.
And the good news is we did not find any.
Woolley says it's possible boats may have carried their DNA upstream. The agency will do more extensive sampling in June. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has proposed adding another barrier at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Illinois to prevent Asian carp from spreading into the Great Lakes. That project could cost around $831 million. A Corps spokesman says the Chief of Engineers may sign and release a final report on its recommended plan yet this week. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.